And Steve, you can hear us?
Everyone, welcome to.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Cool. Okay.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting for October 13th, 2020 at 7:05 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Dermody?
I believe he won't.
I do not see him. Right. Okay, absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
And Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Mathen, you're on the second page.
Here.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have an actual report tonight. I just wanted, I have some, you know, things we'll discuss later in the meeting, but I did want to introduce Robert Evans. He's our counsel tonight, and he's substituting for Greg Cannon, who wasn't able to make it because our meeting's on a Tuesday this week. So welcome, Mr. Evans.
Good evening.
Feel free to join in whenever you think you need to. All right, I will open the public comment on agenda items only at 7:06 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who has anything they'd like to speak?
Is Mr. Johnson gonna, he's the only, and Michael Ticken are the only two.
Well, they may be waiting for, do they want to speak now or?
No, I'm not seeing any movement.
So we will close the public portion on agenda items only at 7:07 p.m. Correspondence, we have none on the agenda for tonight. Come to approval of minutes.
I did not get
to that. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Right. There, people were on vacation and it's a holiday, so we'll have the minutes of the meeting. What was 2 weeks ago?
It was September 29th.
Right. Those will probably be available at our next meeting. All right, we come to an ordinance, public hearing and second reading of Ordinance 20-11, an ordinance augmenting Chapter 12, Property Maintenance of the Borough Code to include the new Section 12-6, Bamboo, to regulate running bamboo within the limits of the borough. And I will open the public hearing at 7:08 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about or express anything concerning our bamboo ordinance? None?
Mr. Chicken. Okay, Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, just want to say that as previously noted, the Environmental Commission recommends that this be done. We appreciate the council posting it, and we certainly hope that it gets passed. I was thinking in terms of past that, called the late Ralph Seligman, he always talked about zoning as being the law of neighbors. And this is just yet another example of the law of neighbors, where we just want to address situations where, you know, if something's allowed to get out of hand, what one person does in their property can adversely affect their neighbors, and we want to prevent that. And that's what it's all about. Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Anyone else? Okay, I'll close the public portion at 7:09 p.m.
Good move, Steve. Getting rid of that light.
We'll come to resolutions. We have resolution.
No. I'm sorry. Ordinance. Now you have to do a motion to adopt.
Oh, of course. Vote on that.
That's okay.
Okay, so we. So I have a motion for ordinance 20-11.
Yep.
Yeah. Second.
So Lou was first to adopt and Chad was second.
And before we vote, I just want to thank the public for all the input.
Ben and Michael, the Environmental Commission. I think it's been very helpful for us to have all of your input and all the different perspectives on it. So thank you.
Welcome.
Here, here.
Any discussion at the table? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 20-11 passes. We come to resolutions. Resolution 20-94, payment of bills for October 13th, 2020.
I move we pay the bills.
I second that.
Discussion?
Where can I send my bills to you?
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Okay.
Bills passed. Resolution 20-95, resolution authorizing a fair and open process and issuance of a request for proposals for 2021 professional services within the borough. And I think you are all familiar with what this is. This is as we're approaching the end of the year and all the contracts for the professionals who work for us, people have to submit their proposals and we have to authorize a fair and open process. Can I have a motion?
You do.
Motion to adopt by
Mr. I'll make that motion.
Who's
I'll second.
Discussion?
On a question, this is about all of the January appointments.
Exactly.
For the professional, yeah. Professional like your engineer, your attorney,
for
your
labor.
Everything
we do before reorganization.
Okay. Bottle washer.
Yep.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vrowman?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I skip Carmella for correspondence?
I didn't have correspondence. There was no correspondence.
Oh, wait, but for the...
Those are going to be on... That just came in today. That's going to be on for next meeting.
All right, just double checking. Okay. All right, we come to reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Dermody is absent tonight. Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
As usual, we're doing fine. Everything is moving smoothly.
I agree.
And the other thing, I asked Anna today about the generator for the Borough Hall. And are you all aware that we're looking into getting one through the state purchasing service?
State contract service.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you. And she has a few questions, and we're going to be getting it soon, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I think Mike may want to speak to that a little bit when he gives his finance report. And actually, you're next, Mike. Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
Good timing.
Yeah.
The generator is a big ticket item, and it's something that we've had some. We've had problems with generators and keeping them functioning, and that's why we need one. It's not working. It's the one that's connected to Borough Hall, and that's crucial. We all know that. I think there's a great many questions that I know that I have, and other council members may have about the new generator, whatever decision we decide to make on that. So I'd like to see it go to committees and to get the input of as many council members as we can on it. I don't know if it falls really under, and Joe and I had this conversation today, basically, it might fall under public works since it's a generator that's connected to Borough Hall. It's not really a utility operated generator, so it wouldn't be necessarily discussed in the Utilities Committee, but it seems to make more sense to discuss it in Public Works and then also in Finance. So the kind of information, and there's a lot of questions that came up and a lot of concerns that we had about which one to get. I know there's one of the vendors has a state contract number on it, and using the state contract number to purchase something that's listed on the state contract is usually a good way to go, because you don't really have to go through the formal bid process and it could save you some money. It isn't necessarily the best deal. It isn't always the best product. So I recommend we really take a close look at things. We had concerns about the cost to haul away the old equipment too. There's probably, I think Joe said there's probably at least a half a ton of old equipment sitting there. And, you know, is that an additional cost? Is that covered by the vendor when you purchase the new generator? Also, you know, we need to look at the different generators. I know there was a couple different brands that we were looking at. I'd also like to see if we can get a little bit of input from Carmela as to what she might recommend our borough engineer. That's why we have an engineer to advise us on things like this. So there's a lot of questions. What's included in if we purchase a particular generator from a company? Are there any extra charges to do any extra hookups? I'm not sure what's if it's all in one package, or if there are, this is an a la carte kind of thing, and there's other things that we need to do and we need to allocate funds for.
One of the contractors that we talked to, from what I understand, charges that we'll do it, and they'll charge us for transportation back and forth, and that you know, and they don't live around the corner, so we have to consider these things, you know, very carefully.
Right, I agree.
A lot of considerations. Yeah,
there were considerations we had. I'm interested in knowing if there's any kind of warranty on the parts and labor. Yeah. And with components, if we need to replace components, I'd like to find out if whatever generator we decide to purchase, if we do decide to do that, that the parts are readily available, and we're not a captive audience through one particular vendor who is the only vendor who has those parts and so, you know, can charge whatever they want.
If you're buying a brand new one, the chances are that there'll be plenty of parts for the near future. How many years that you can ask, how many years do they keep parts for these things?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can answer you, but that's one of the things you might want to know.
So I'd like to make a motion to send this to committee, either Public Works or I think Public Works makes sense. Steve, do you have any input on that? You're chair of Public Works at this point.
I understand that the existing generator is extremely low hours. Is there any chance that could be refurbished, buy a new one, refurbish that, and kind of keep it as a spare?
I think these are questions that we need to go to committee with, because there are a lot of questions like that.
No, I wonder if that is possible to keep it as a spare when you were talking about the haul-away price, but I didn't think I had no idea if that was feasible or not. But we definitely, Steve, I'm not sure if you were listening, you know, to all the meetings the last few months, but we definitely need a new one. As far as retaining the old one, I don't know, that's something that can be discussed, but we agreed that we have to have a new one. You're right, there's very few hours left. And it just frequently doesn't.
No, that's
what I would like to ask is that the committee meet as soon as possible, because though it pains me to say this, winter is around the corner, We were very disappointed that we weren't able to have our borough hall open as a shelter and a command center during East IAS when we were all out of power for 5 days. And you know, we rely on the borough hall to do just that, to be the command center and a shelter. So I would not want to see that scenario repeated where we get another huge storm and we, you know, the borough hall generator doesn't work. So I agree with it going to committee. I would just like to request that the committee meets as soon as possible and comes up with their recommendations for who to choose for the
The only thing is because the only thing about keeping the old generator
as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on you. But you know, keeping the old generator, if you don't want to keep a dead generator, and if you're going to fix it, why bother with a new one? So you know, I'm not sure that that's such a good idea. But that's
okay. Yeah, we've had some concerns because this generator apparently doesn't have that many hours on it. Joe, do you want to speak to that?
It's got about 300 hours on it, and there was actually some bad maintenance that happened to it. Starter flywheel solenoid, and then the mice got into the control box. So we know what's wrong with it. If somebody can repair it, that's one thing. To replace it is another thing, but again, you got to haul the other one away and bring a new one in. And does that include a transfer switch and stuff like that? So there.
I don't want to rehash all this all over again. I think it was decided that we need a new one. So
I think so too, because I think that the cost of this one, the general condition of this one, it's been outdoors a lot, you know, for all the years, and repairing it is almost as expensive as buying a new one.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it to committee.
Yeah.
Okay. And the committee can meet sometime this week. That would be we can gather some information and see if we can come up with a plan for this and move ahead.
Okay, Chad, Joe, and Steve. So Chad, are you available this week?
I am.
And I do think that Mike, as finance chair, or at least someone from finance, is there an overlap from finance committee that's on?
Yeah, Joe.
Okay, Joe.
I'm not available this week until Friday. Today's Tuesday, so Friday would be the day that I could come in. Okay.
I know Anna doesn't have that quote from the state contract.
Yeah, we don't have a contractor quote yet.
She might get it tomorrow or the next day. So
how about if let's do this? As soon as Anna gets the quote from the state contractor, then we'll let you know, and then Public Works can meet and go over, you know, ascertain all the information that they need to decide, you know, who to go with.
Yeah, it would be good if we had all the information from all the vendors that have sent anything in. I haven't been privy to everything.
Well, one vendor,
we have some of those.
Expensive. One vendor was three times more. We had two quotes, and one was three times as high as the other. So we sort of nixed that immediately.
Okay.
And
just like to see them all.
Local company. The higher bid was a large company. And the low bid was a local company. When I say local, not Roosevelt, but close by.
Okay. So we should have all that information available.
Yeah, all of that. I'll ask Anna to put it all together, along with when we get the contractor's quote, state contractor's quote, and then Public Works can meet. And as I said, hopefully, or optimally, as soon as possible, come up with your recommendation.
Yeah, I suggest that if any members of Public Works or any members of the council has any questions or concerns or areas that they'd like to get some information on, that you try to get that information and then get it to the committee so that they'll have access to that information. And then I think the committee can move pretty quickly.
I have a question. Oh, Steve, so Friday is good for you. That's if we have the contractor's bid by then. Is that good for Chad and Steve as well as Joe?
Sorry.
What time do you usually have these meetings?
Anytime you want. You're the chair.
Early afternoon.
Well, you work, Steve, right?
Yes.
So maybe it could be evening, early evening, or Saturday or Sunday?
Evening works.
Chad, that works?
Yeah, same. Same for me. But I'll be out of town next week, Monday through Friday.
All right, so if we could do it by this, hopefully we'll have the state contractor's bid quote, so if we could have it by, you know, by Sunday, that before Chad goes away, that would be, if you guys could have the meeting, that would be good.
Well, I'll text Anna just if she can send it, and they hope to have a meeting by Friday.
Right. Okay.
Sounds good. That's all I have under finance, really. That's the hot issue right now.
Steve, I assume the same for Public Works?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, Councilmember Trammell, Utilities?
Everything seems to be moving right along. You know, John's going to... We have to dump the sludge out of the water plant. We get the iron sludge in a couple of tanks there, so every year or two we have to dump it. John wants to get a pump, less than $1,000, and some hose to clear the water off the top of the sludge tank, so they're not going to take water with the sludge, so it'll be less gallons that they have to move, less cost for us. Sure. So that's a great idea. And the guys at the sewer plant are moving right along. Everything seems to be working. There's a ceiling in the chemical room at the wastewater plant that was coming down. Greg Defoe was repairing that and put some extra studs up to hold the rafters, and then a sheetrock guy will come in and do that, and then they'll hang the heater. So things are moving right along over there.
Councilmember Roman, environmental health and safety.
Nothing really new or exciting. As like everybody knows, the number of COVID cases in Roosevelt's holding steady at the 12. Monmouth County's had a couple additional over the past like few days and weeks, but overall, there's really nothing significant in that realm.
Nothing's good.
Well, right, exactly.
Okay, we come to old business. So I have a reminder that bulk pickup is scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday, October 19th, 2020. So everything should be put out by the curb on Sunday evening. It used to be your first thing Monday morning, and not so much anymore, but it's possible that they still would be. And a flyer went out to everyone, which listed the prohibited items. And then some information about all, you know, everything else that can go out and in what condition. New business, we have use of Barrow Hall, additional class for Tai Chi on Tuesday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. starting next Tuesday, October 20, 2020. So just do a motion and an all in favor. Yeah. So I have a motion to allow Tai Chi an extra.
I'll move Tai Chi.
Second.
So, Joe, you were first?
I think so.
Okay, and Chad was second, and an all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I'm glad. I guess there's enough people now that they need an additional
comment. Yeah.
I have a question for Robert Evans. Are you related to Robert Evans from the movie Cotton Club?
No.
One of the producers?
No.
Just curious.
You know. Or the restaurant owner.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm going to open the meeting to the public comment on any item at 7:29. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything? Not just the agenda.
We have one public, Michael Tickton. Any comment?
No, nothing.
Okay, I will close public comment at 7:29. Counselor, do we have a need for a closed session? Executive session?
No.
Okay, thank you. Well,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Fine. I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
A second. Yeah.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so remember, this is a Tuesday. Our next meeting is the Monday, October 26th.
Yep. Correct. Okay. On Monday. Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, how do you turn this? Oh, leave. Okay. See you later, guys.
Bye. Mm-hmm.